Welcome into the Buzzer Beater, the very first edition of February Buzzer Beater 2024.
Holy cow!
Yeah, well, Harry Carey.
It is.
No, Matt Pilger, Michael
No,
Doherty,
I'm sorry, no, you're not a holy
Tolbert.
Cow.
No.
Holy cow, we're already to February.
Yeah, it's rolling right along as district basketball is going to be around the corner. We are fast and furious with the basketball season. As a matter of fact, we were on the road last night in Moberly, Mexico Girls, a tough matchup against the Moberly Lady Spartans. State-ranked Moberly Lady Spartans and a loss there, but you know, the Lady Bulldogs will try and regroup, and we'll be going back to Marshall on Monday night where there will be another conference game, and the Lady Bulldogs might be able to get back on track.
Yeah, it, you know, that, like you said, tough matchup at Moberly. Spartans, you got to give them a hand. I mean, you know what? They're the defending NCMC champs for a reason. They're, you know, lost in the quarters last year. Probably a team that can get to at least the quarters again this year. They've got a gal who's at least 6'1" down low in Asia Fanning. They've got another gal who has, you know, been there, it seems like, forever.
And Grace Billington.
I was going to say, in Grace Billington. And it's... She's, you know, just one of those. She's just a very forceful player, and she's good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, she's very good. You know, she opened the game with an off balance fall away three that I saw her practicing, and that's when you know kids are good, when you see them practicing awkward shots because they know that they can hit their normal shots. It's like, okay, I got a plan for when I'm not, you know, 100%. And she was doing that in warm-ups and then came out, and the first shot she hit was an off-balance three. She ended up with 22, I think, and Fanning with 26. Just, you know, they're a great 1-2 punch. They've got some supporting pieces. They're both seniors. They'll be gone next year. They'll look a lot different. They're going to, you know, they've still got some players. We saw the freshman, Maya Fott, came in. She hit a couple of threes. She ended up in double digits. So, like I said, good team. And, you know, going in, they didn't really expect to win, but at the same time, they were going to give it a good shot. And let's face it, I thought they did. They came out that first, you know, particularly the first quarter and a half, and I thought even though they were down by 12, were playing well.
Yeah, yep. Kept it from running clock. Ended up losing it 77-46. But Claire Hudson, nice game, 20 points. Grace Hudson with 16 points. And, you know, Carly Seifert was definitely out there trying, but it was just a bit of a size disadvantage last night.
She was matched up against Fanning, and, you know, Carly's 5'6", maybe 5'7". So big mismatch, and you know, she kept shooting, kept trying, but like I said, tough mismatch. But you know what? If they play like they did last night, they're going to win some games, and that's what you ask for.
Yep, they'll be back at it on Monday, as we said, against the Marshall Lady Owls. The Mexico Bulldogs boys improved their record last night, picked up their 18th win of the season. They took it to Moberly 75-50. That outcome could have been a little bit worse for Moberly, but, you know, Mexico kind of shut things down a little bit there in the second half.
Well, they did, and let's give Moberly some credit. They played a little better in the second half, but, matter of fact, they outscored Mexico in both the third and fourth quarters. But it was one of those games, you know, once it got to – it was kind of like the girls' game. You know, once it got to halftime, everybody knew it was pretty much over. So it's a different mindset when you come out for that second half, particularly when you're ahead. Dogs led by as many as, I know, 35, maybe 38, but at least 35, won it by 25. And, you know, we're in control the entire time. I mean, there was, from the tip, there was not a doubt. As DJ Long, we were worried about his injured shoulder a little bit, but he came out, put on a show, as you might expect. Jaden Eldridge got into the fun. It was just a typical Mexico win.
Got an injury report from his dad, Damon Long, at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I said, how's DJ going to be? And he said, he's going to be all right. So DJ's going to be all right, and I fully expect that he'll be playing today. We didn't even really talk about that, but we're going to here in just a minute.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk a little bit about what that Mexico win does. Obviously puts them in the driver's seat in the NCMC, edges them a little closer to 20 wins. They're at 18 now, 18-2. And, you know, you and I talked a little bit last night about DJ Long on the air as to, you know, we haven't heard much about colleges for him. But I would think that he's got a chance to go somewhere. And I don't know his grade situation. Hopefully he's kept his grades up, because if he has, I think he's going to have some opportunities.
Yeah, I think we'll be hearing about that sometime very, very soon. What we're going to be talking about
today. Damon, where you at? Phone, you know our phone number.
I'll text him to see if he gets we'll let you know later on. Today it is the Ramey Mid-Missouri Invitational. It's in Harrisburg. This is something that Mexico has been a part of for the last 2 years. It's invite only.
Right, it's a third annual. Yeah. And Mexico's right there. Been there since the beginning.
1-1 in the Ramey Invitational for the Bulldogs as they look to beat McClure North today. I know a little bit about McClure North, but not a whole lot. They are 10-9 on the season. But
Maddie's been researching. What do you got?
Oh, well, I don't know much. I didn't even know the school.
She was over here smiling at me like, she's like, okay.
we will be bringing you more on that as the day progresses and we get set for that. But they're a St. Louis team, so you know we'll be interested to see how Mexico matches up with them. I like our chances today, but that's why they played a game.
Yeah, and McClure North is always going to be athletic. I mean, you can count on that. I don't know what kind of size they have. I talked to briefly with Darren. He didn't know a ton as far as he said, you know, I really even haven't had a chance to look much at tape. Planning on doing that. So they're, you know, it's one of those games, and it kind of tends to be that way. You're playing on Friday night, you're going to play Saturday. It's one of those games where you just say, hey, we're just going to go play a game. We really don't have time to, you know, to scout this team. It's one of those that if we win, it's great. If we lose, it's okay. But Mexico's just going for the competition. I mean, that's, you know, they're just trying to strengthen themselves as a team and kind of, you know, it. And this is going to sound kind of weird. When you've got a good team, sometimes it's not about the wins and the losses. And I know that sounds strange, but it's about making your team better for the final end of the year run. And this is what this is all about is, hey, let's go see how we play and how we stack up against these guys and also see how they're going to defend us. And that way we know how to react when we see it later in the year.
Well, I think Coach Pappas does a wonderful job of doing that. And Brandon Schaefer does a good job of scheduling up those matchups because Pappas always got his eyes on playing better competition, it seems like to me.
Yeah, and that's something that that I think he's done a really good job with since he's come to Mexico. Is he's known when to ramp up the competition. He knows, you know, he looks at his ball club over the summer and kind of says, okay, I think we need to add this or add this, or maybe we need to move away from this. And that's one thing about, they kind of tweak the schedule late in the year sometimes, and he's done a good job of that.
No doubt about it. We will bring you the game today. It's a 4 p.m. tip-off. Mizzou Tigers basketball will be on the air at 2:30, and depending on whether it's over or not, we'll tell you how that's going to work. But we will be bringing you the Bulldogs basketball game in some shape or form this afternoon.
Yeah, so, we don't know exactly how, quite honestly.
Move on to high school wrestling. As a matter of fact, Maddie Tolbert was in.
She's here!
She's here.
She's here! Here she is!
Even though you were
Maddie
late.
Maddie Tolbert.
Getting home at 11:30 last night. I'm here.
Tell us where you guys were at last night for Mexico Lady Bulldogs wrestling.
We were at Buffalo High School. That was
Buffalo.
That was a trip. We left that school like at 10:30.
Yeah,
in the morning.
Yes,
yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning, and it was a good bus nap.
Yeah,
it was. It was our first year going there. I think that it was just me, Katie, and Alyssa Knight that wrestled. Katie got her 100th win last night at Buffalo.
Nice. Katie
Bowen. That was a huge accomplishment. Yeah. I'm very proud of Katie. She did not place. Alyssa did not place, but they both wrestled very, very hard. I did get third. I did see some very good competition
there. Look at that.
Yeah, that was high five on that.
That's what I'm talking about.
So that actually was my last competition of the season. I don't get to wrestle at district, sadly, but it was a good season for what I got to wrestle, since I only got to wrestle half of it. But I'm happy with it. Third was, I'm glad I got a medal. The medals were really cool. Well, the first place medals were really cool. It was like a Thor hammer.
Oh.
And it was cool.
Nice.
So I would love to see that. So if we go there next year, I'm getting that Thor hammer.
I hope you do. Let's talk about districts. Where is that going to be taking place at?
Districts will be at St. Charles West this year.
St. Charles West, so not too far away. Mm-hmm. And how many girls are going into districts? Do you know that?
I believe it's our full lineup. So 100 to 235 with all the girls that we have other than me, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe Abby Seibert might not be wrestling. She is injured right now, her knee. She's going to the doctor to figure that out.
Okay.
So as soon as she finds out from the doctor, we'll know if she's wrestling at districts or not.
You know, we were talking a little bit off the air today about kind of the relationship that the Mexico girls have with the Hallsville girls. I found that intriguing.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that this morning?
So, surprisingly, Mexico girl wrestlers and Hallsville girl wrestlers are like, we're just friends. Like, we don't even, I'm going to be honest. I don't know their names, but like, I feel like I've known them my whole life. Like, they're all just so funny. Their coaches, like, they're so, they give help, like, they'll talk you through your match, and Senor does great, but he'll also give you, like, an outsider's view, and I think that they're just funny girls, and I think they like us, and we like them, so.
Yeah.
But I was talking to you about Fulton, so I wrestled a girl.
It's not the same thing with Fulton.
I wrestled a girl. Yes. At Buffalo yesterday from Fulton, and I did win.
So Maddie, that beat was the Fulton girl.
Yes, I beat a Fulton girl. Another high five.
Yep.
So that was kind of a pat on my back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we'll usually stop after a meet because, you know, it's a long ride back home, so we want to get some food after the tournament, and we stopped at a gas station, and Fulton pulled up.
Uh-oh.
And I said,
Fulton, Mexico, outside the high school, meeting up at the gas station.
Yes.
Here we go.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I recognized the face that I played softball against for Fulton. And I was like, watch out. Don't want to get stung. And she responded with, watch out. We don't want to get bit. So just some friendly competition.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's good that you guys kept it civil, at least.
Yeah.
So the season is wrapped up for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll be going into your senior year, and I'm sure you'll have some goals there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We're excited about that.
Yeah. We're excited.
I am excited for senior year. I'm really going to push the pace this summer, and I want to make it to state. So
good goal.
That's the goal.
Very good goal. Well, let's kind of go talk a little bit about Mizzou basketball as the men are going to be looking for their first SEC win today. But, you know, lucky for them, their opponent is also looking for their first SEC win today. It's going to be Mizzou Vanderbilt in Nashville this afternoon at 2:30. Tamar Bates has really been kind of lighting it up the last several games, 29 points in that loss, you know, the other night at Mizzou Arena against Arkansas, but I'm not quite sure what to expect out of Mizzou today against Vanderbilt. These two teams have kind of gone back and forth, the other one winning at their home court, and Mizzou is on the road.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say about
that. You know, Mizzou basketball, let's face it, it's a flat mess. There's no other way to describe it. Tamar Bates, he's emerged as a star. If he stays at Mizzou next year, definitely the leader of the clubhouse, probably the leader of the team. I don't see any other way that he wouldn't be. And after today, which is their best chance to get a conference win, I think it's probably time to start giving major minutes to the freshmen and anybody else that you think might help next year. And honestly, the freshmen and Tamar Bates, and if you can get Caleb Grill and John Tanjay back from injury, I think you probably have, you know, those seven, I guess, and then the five incoming freshmen, and the rest. I mean, I think the rest of the team you fill out with the portal, because there's not really anybody here who really, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just, you know, as you look at how the team has played, there's just not anybody else that I think is worthy of SEC minutes.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We'll see how this all turns out for the Mizzou men today.
But. Yet, you know, Mizzou not the only in-state program having their issues. It's kind of interesting. At SLU, people are barking that it's time to let Travis Ford go. It's year 8 The Billikens struggling again. I didn't realize his winning percentage at SLU is just 58%.
Oh, I thought it was much better than that.
Yeah, and let's face it, that's probably not going to get it done at most programs, particularly after 8 years. SLU is 8-13, 1-7 in the A-10, and it's not like the Atlantic 10 is just the end-all, be-all of basketball. So wouldn't be surprised to see Travis Ford out. Missouri State under Dana Ford has quite honestly been horrible, although I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Just after Christmas, Missouri State Athletic Director Kyle Motes basically came out in the public and called out the team and the coach and said, hey, this is not what we expect from Missouri State basketball, and we will not have this at Missouri State. So if you want to stay here, you best be turning things around. And that came after a 24-point loss to Murray State, which is Murray State is pretty weak in basketball, to be blunt. Just basically said that Ford and the team not meeting expectations and the Bear fans deserve better. Since then, Missouri State's won three straight, starting to look a little more respectable. Bears are 13-9 overall, 5-6 in the MVC. That's the Missouri Valley. We'll see whether that picks up, continues that pickup or not. But basketball in Missouri just, I mean, there's not too many teams that are good. I can think of a team that's good.
Oh, yeah?
It's a team we don't talk about very often. That's North Central Missouri College.
Yeah, well, we've got a connection there with Isaiah Reams. As a matter of fact, he is having one heck of a season over there.
And we knew he would. I mean, we thought he would, really, when he went there. You know, they're 17-4 overall, and Isaiah leading them in scoring.
Yeah, he's doing Isaiah things over there.
Yeah, he does. What we saw.
And I think that they're going to probably make a little bit of a run in their playoffs over there. I would expect that they're
pretty
anyway.
Good. Yeah, they're a pretty good team. He's averaging 17-7 a game. Last year there, it's a 2-year school, so you know he's gonna be going somewhere after this season, and that's exciting because I think he's shown what he hoped to show. You know, he went there last year and kind of thought he could do the same thing last year, but they had some guys in front of him that were quote unquote upperclassmen. I mean, they were sophomores and he was a freshman, so he didn't quite get the playing time that he was hoping for. But he showed out, you know, last year when he got the chance. And now he's leading the ball club, and you know, it'll be interesting to see where he goes.
Yeah, there's some talk about that right now. Isaiah's going to be back in town here in a couple of weeks, I think, just for a little bit. Talked to his granddad over at the high school the other day, Lonnie Frank. So we're trying to get Isaiah here on the sports show, maybe talk to him a little bit about what's the next step for him.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun, and you know, maybe he knows and doesn't want to talk about it, or maybe he doesn't know, but at least come in and you know, discuss some opportunities and discuss the season. I mean, it's been a good one for him.
No doubt about it. There was another team that has made Missouri very excited once again. The Kansas City Chiefs have made the Super Bowl. Oh, the Chop. Maddie's doing the Tomahawk Chop.
She's on board.
Yes. You know, there have been... football shouldn't be polarizing, should it?
No.
But it is.
No. Okay, are you a Chiefs fan or a Taylor Swift fan?
Well, I like football.
Uh-oh.
Listen. Nothing against Taylor Swift. I was a Taylor Swift country music fan.
Okay.
Her newer albums, I'm not the biggest fan of.
Okay.
But no hate to her. Okay. I still love the Chiefs.
You're still
love Taylor.
So okay.
There are a lot of people hating on the Chiefs right now, saying that, this is just, it's rigged, and, the NFL put the Chiefs back into the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, folks. I don't buy into any of that.
Yeah. You know, the silly personal foul calls and the mistakes in the end zone. You know what? Let's face it. You take those mistakes away in the end zone, Chiefs aren't there. The Ravens had a chance, and it's not like it was, you know, there was, I'll say this, it was a back-and-forth game where there were some calls that were made that should have been made, but there were also some calls that weren't made that probably should have been made, and I've seen a couple of videos, you know, against the Chiefs that probably should have resulted in a flag. There was no flag.
The Chiefs got there because they are now doing things that – happened to them in the regular season where they're dropping passes. They're catching passes.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce has become more into this offense. Kadarius Toney not in the lineup. There's a little bit of controversy there between him and Andy Reid as to whether he's really injured or not. You know, Reid said he'll be back in there. Kadarius Toney said Reid was given false information about his injury.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but I know that the guys that we've got in there right now are playing their butts off, and they've earned a Super Bowl appearance.
Well, and that was, you know, the big knock on the Chiefs. Let's face it, the entire season. It wasn't a, you know, couple of games thing. It was an entire season worth of the Chiefs receivers are not good.
Yep.
The Chiefs receivers have suddenly started catching the ball, and the offense has come alive, and that's the difference. You know, Chiefs have had a great defense all season long, one of the best in the NFL. You can't deny that. Don't get me wrong.
Steve Spagnuolo is an excellent defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I mean, he stopped the New England Patriots whenever they had their undefeated run going into the Super Bowl with the New York Giants. He's proven over and over again.
I was going to say, when he was with the Giants, he was considered one of the best, if not the best, defensive coordinator in the country. Since he's gone to the Chiefs, he's been good but not great. But this season, I think you could say he's been great. And let's face it, he's got some help because he's got some guys in that back end of that defense that are, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs, I think, have the best defensive secondary in the entire NFL. McDuffie is just tough, you know, and then you got Snead, and I could go on and on, but it's just really hard to pass against that Chiefs defense.
So at this point, the favorite for the Super Bowl is San Francisco. They're a 2-point favorite in the latest odds, and the over-under for total points scored, 47.5 points. Your prediction for the Super Bowl, Maddie?
I think that everybody just wants the Chiefs to lose because I think that we're becoming the new...
I think Maddie's right.
The new Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just hates us.
Yeah.
Well, I think they hate us because they ain't us, but that's all I'm going to say.
That's right. So who's going to win the Super Bowl? Your prediction.
Fingers crossed the Chiefs, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Okay, over under 47.5. Do you think that more points will be scored than 47.5 or less points?
Probably less. I'm going to say less because of the Chiefs and Ravens game and the Lions and 49ers game. I'm thinking low numbers.
Okay, next week we're going to get what you think the final score is going to be, and we'll go around. What about you? You think Chiefs or 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm going Chiefs,
okay.
And I'm thinking close to a touchdown. So we'll see. I just think the Chiefs' defense is tough. You know,
I'm going to get cliche on you, but defense wins championships.
Yeah.
It does, and the Chiefs have a good defense.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be close. But I think the Chiefs are going to come out with a win again, and that it would, you know, fourth time in five seasons they're in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes hasn't lost to a ton of people. They lost to Tom Brady twice in the playoffs, lost to Joe Burrow once. So, you know, kind of hard to root against and not even root, kind of hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against him, and I think the Chiefs are going to win, and I think they win it by 10. That's my prediction right now. This Saturday, a little over a week until the Super Bowl is played. There's also an early game today for the St. Louis Blues, a noon game, as a matter of fact. They're going to be on the road against the Buffalo Sabres. The Blues have been on a bit of a streak lately. They had that broken the other night, but they were up to five games in a row before that loss the other night.
Yeah, and kind of sad that they lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets headed into the All-Star break. Really an opportunity to catch up points. I mean, Columbus is not one of the better teams in the league. Should lose, particularly the way they did, a 1-0 shutout a little defeating, and I'm sure Drew Bannister was not happy about it, but, you know, he's done a pretty good job since he's come in, kind of turned his team around. There's some that's saying the Blues are overplaying their skill level, and you know what? When that happens, it happens at times from good coaching and also for a team buying into coaching, and you're starting to see it a little bit, and not always does the best team win. Sometimes it's the team that's playing the best, and that is a response again to coaching for the most part, of just recognizing that, hey, the guy next to me is doing his job, I need to do my job, and going from there.
No doubt about it. Time for our athlete shout-out of the week. As a matter of fact, I'll start off. I'm going to give it to DJ Long, the senior who was injured the other night. He taped up his shoulder, gave it a go last night, and what a performance from him. He's got grit, and he's got a lot of fortitude, so that's my shout-out to DJ Long.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise, and I'm going to go with mine for Jaden Eldridge. This guy has picked up his scoring the last three games. I think he's gone 27, 23, and then last night had 17, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Well, and it may be a little bit more than that.
He's 19.
19. Mm-hmm. As we go down the stretch here, you're starting to see him become more consistent on the offensive end. I mean, let's face it, early in the season, it just seemed like his shot wasn't falling consistently. It is now, and you're seeing the what you get from him, because he's shown that he can shoot it from the outside, and he's deadly when he gets hot. You better put a man in his face
or two.
But when you do put a man in his face, he'll drive, and he doesn't mind traffic. He's not he's 6'3". He's kind of thin, kind of skinny. But he doesn't mind, getting bumped around, and he'll go in and inside and play with the big boys a little bit, and more times than not, he'll come out on the top side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Maddie Tolbert, your athlete shout-out of the week.
I will do Katie Bowen.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think that getting your 100th win after a year out from a shoulder surgery is really cool. Like, she still came back. She's on fire. Like, she has put in the work all 4 years of high school, and she's going to put in four more at William Woods. So, good work, Katie.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another. Ooh,
let's do a couple more things. Let's talk about Cardinals for once. Oh, and you've got something, too.
I've got some, too.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the Cardinals. They've added reliever Kenyon Middleton, and I'm – most people probably not going to know who he is. He played with the White Sox, played with the Yankees. You know, it's funny, as I get older, I used to watch a lot of baseball, and now I couldn't tell you a ton about those guys in the American League. Guy's been a pretty good reliever. I like where the Cardinals are going. I just wish they'd add one more big piece. And there was a story in the Post-Dispatch yesterday talking about adding Jordan Montgomery so that it moves Steven Matz in the bullpen. I think that would be a huge, huge move for this ball club, because it strengthens not only the starting rotation, but also would strengthen that bullpen. And I think, the bullpen, I still think, is one, maybe two pieces away from being stellar. But, and there's still a lot of guys out there that are unsigned. So still a lot of opportunity to upgrade. Cardinals have kind of indicated they haven't said anything since they signed this guy, but have kind of indicated that, they were planning on this being the last piece, but we'll see if that's the case, because we're not too far away from all those guys going to Florida.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers are going to report here in like 2 weeks, I think. Hope the incoming Cardinals don't talk to Tyler O'Neill, because he's really happy to be out of St. Louis. But we'll just leave it
good
at that.
Good for him. Yeah. Tiger football showing out at the Senior Bowl. Chris Abrams Drain. I'm used to
the acronyms.
Yes,
you will.
Timed as the second fastest player at the Senior Bowl. Been doing well. Probably, honestly, a first round talent that's going to slip to the third, maybe the fourth, simply because of his measurables. He's just not a big corner. I mean, he measured in. I want to say he was just under 5'11". right around that 5'11 area. Somebody whose stock is rising is Darius Robinson. Went into the Senior Bowl, most people thinking third or fourth round, but the way he's showing out, and he'll do great at the combine. He's a guy who's, you know, all kinds of ripped, and whispers of first rounder being mentioned with his name now after his performance down there the last couple of weeks. Another guy having a strong Senior Bowl is Javon Foster. He may be, and I think staying for the final year at Mizzou has really helped him. He was kind of a third or fourth, maybe even a fifth round guy. Now they're talking second or third, so we'll see where that goes. And a couple of guys that were invited to the Senior Bowl had to step back because of injury. Enos Rakestraw, his name still being thrown around as a possible first rounder. And Tyron Hopper, and his stock may be falling a little bit just because of an injury. And honestly, he's a guy draft-wise that I think could benefit from using his COVID year. Technically, he could still come back to Mizzou, but really got off to a slow start this past year, then got injured. We'll see. I'm assuming that since he took the Senior Bowl, well, he didn't play, hasn't practiced, so maybe, I don't know, if he could still come back or not, but he's a guy I think could benefit from another year.
By the way, we'll just throw in a legal ID here real quick as we've reached the top of the hour. You're listening to AM 1340 KXCO Mexico and the Buzzer Beater Sports Talk. Maddie Tolbert, you have something you want to add here this morning.
I just want to shout out Mexico Boys Wrestling at Hillsboro today. Their varsity is wrestling there.
How many shout-outs are you got?
I'm always wishing Mexico the best of luck. And then Mexico JV is at MMA today. And so my stepbrother Mikey is wrestling at MMA because that's where he goes to school. So good luck, Mikey. Good luck, Mexico. Wrestle hard.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is not a sport, although it could be competitive eating. The Kiwanis Pancake Days are going on over
it. Yeah.
I'm heading there after this.
At the United Methodist Church. Maddie is in Key Club, is that right?
Yeah.
And so she'll be over there serving. Get over there, and it's going on until noon today.
I'm going to give a shout-out this morning because, you know, I've got to keep up with Maddie. My shout-out is actually to Maddie. I think she's doing a heck of a job. You know what? She's only been with us for a few weeks now, but she's really caught on to this thing, and really, I think is bringing some good things to the show. So,
if I'm not here next week, you know what happened? She took my job.
There you go.
I did. I could never take your job. No, I cannot wake up at 4:30 in the morning and be here. So,
You can do it.
You can do it.
I can't even wake up for school hard.
You go wrestling at 4:15 in the morning.
I know.
You can talk at 4:15 in the morning, but anyway, we do appreciate you being here.
Thank you, guys.
That is going to be another edition of the Buzzer Beater. We'll be back next Saturday at 8:30. I'm Matt Pilger for Michael Doherty and for Maddie Tolbert. It's Sports Talk right here on AM 1340 KXEO.